here with
I don't want to have a stroke.
Well, and you shouldn't. I think if I can help you out, I would say no. Don't have. You know what? I'm on your side. Let's
convince
not have one.
Convince me. No.
Sell me this not stroke.
Today has been a day where many times I have been about to say something that I realize it's in my best interest not to say. Not because it was a thing I believed and was hiding, but just funny thing comes to mind. And I, you know, putting words together go, oh, no, if I say that, that's not good.
Yeah. You get it's a check swing. Sometimes you have to check yourself, Tom, see, before you wreck yourself.
Before you wreck yourself. And then that made me think about when my dad had his stroke, how he lost the ability to stop himself from saying things.
Oh.
And I don't think I would be doing podcasting anymore if that were to happen.
Yeah, that would be. So what makes you think that you will have a stroke?
Oh, I don't. I'm hoping I don't.
You just hope, yeah.
Because then I will say afterbirth.
It's
again. This is my favorite thing. It's coming in on the tail end.
Tail end of the afterbirth. That's right.
I'm like, oh, so it sounds like I guess they're talking about like, okie dokie, here we are.
You really didn't miss much. I just almost said that on the live stream in another context, which is I feel like why it was safer for me to say it now because it was no longer in that context.
Yeah.
Isn't it great? This is one of those things, I'll try to keep it under 30 seconds, but like, there's a difference between a public conversation and a private conversation. And I only in the last couple of years have come to understand I intuitively understood that getting people on an email list would be a good idea, but my goodness, you get to say different things in an email than you would ever say on any kind of, and you get to say a little bit more in a long form content, especially behind a paywall like this, but, oh, goodness, don't say them just on the Twitters.
this is why I still have hope, is we're learning whole new ways of conversing that we never had before. We never had a public square where everyone was in it and everyone could comment on the thing you say. And what you say at the top of your lungs in the public square has a whole different effect than what you say to a group of 10 people.
Well, recently I was, you know what? I was actually on the bonus podcast. We were talking on the Great Night bonus episode. We were talking about everybody says the town square, but truthfully, meaningful discourse doesn't happen in the town square. Right. It happens in the tea houses and the coffee houses and the taverns. What does happen in the public square are hangings. Mm-hmm. That's how it ever, same as it ever was.
Yep. Festivals happen in the town square.
Yeah. Parades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of showboating weirdos.
That's in the water.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Showboats go in the water.
Oh, true. Oh, that's the town water square.
Giant balloons of Garfield.
Has any town ever had their town square in the water? That'd be kind of a cool tourist
Venice attraction.
Atlantis.
Well, yeah,
I love that. Yeah. I love that both Bryce and I had the exact same comedic instinct, just two different versions of it.
We're fast coming up on September 18th. No, it's still a long way in the future, but the September 18th is the reckoning, right?
Yep. Right. Yeah. Okay. So, what should the logo? Send us some, you know what, you don't even have to be an artist. Just everybody hop on that Dolly and give us some logo pitches for what it should look like. Because what we don't want it to make.
We want to keep the Cord Killers logo, but modify it for the record.
Oh, yeah. Make it look, I don't know, shinier or exciting.
Reckoned.
Lightning bolts, maybe.
Oh, now what do the lightning bolts represent?
The electric transformation that's happening right now beneath the surface of the internet. While you sit there cozily drifting off to sleep, watching your Netflixes, a reckoning is occurring.
Primary target seems like it still works.
Yeah. Oh, that is another thing. CourtKillers@gmail.com. Which one of the segments do we need to change the name of?
Frontlines is the one that I think has to change. So we're not on the front lines anymore. That one has to. Other ones might need to change as well, but I feel like Frontlines is the one that
you know. And, what?
You know, Dispatches from the Front. Those are two very, like, we're fighting the war against the cords.
Okay, so let's assume we keep Primary Target, because I agree. It's like Eyes on the Prize. That changes not at all.
Yeah.
How to Watch Under Surveillance. Under Surveillance is a Cold War thing. So maybe we replace it with some version of a, what do we see? What, actually, we were talking about kind of reducing that segment, though.
Yeah. But what?
Oh, I was going to say like you know, I don't know, some kind of Skies Wide Open or something. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Eyes On.
The old name of that segment?
Oh, we could make Eyes On the whole thing.
Actually, Eyes On the Whole. Yeah, we could replace all of
Eyes
that.
On could just be the name of the whole shebang there.
Frontlines is definitely, you know, a battle metaphor. So what is a name? Maybe that'll be the one challenge we could take this week is Frontlines. What is a name that conveys a reckoning is happening?
The Docket.
No, the Docket is work you
too
have court, to do that
too
day.
Courty.
Too courty. Too courty.
All right.
No, I would think like, I don't know, like emergency ops or something
rapid
that conveys
fire.
That.
It's rapid
that,
fire.
What's that?
Rapid fire.
Rapid,
ooh, rapid fire.
Rapid
not
fire.
Bad.
It's, you know, yeah. It's simple. It's a rapid fire bit. We don't need to have a whole, because that helps with like, because I do one thing about Frontlines that I think ever since we got rid of the timer sound effect a few years ago, I do feel like the Frontlines, it's hard to know that that's supposed to just be a shorter version of this, a shorter mm-hmm, segment. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to bring back the sound effect?
No, but we that sound effect was not. It was not great, but if it's called something a little more, it's like a rapid fire or quick hits or whatever, then
kinda,
people
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's kind of where I was going with the docket, which I'm not trying to advocate for that, but like a list of stories, rapid fire. That's,
did,
yeah. Like,
did we used to call it scan lines right now on frame rate? And both Tom and I didn't know that was a very famous song at the time. Was it scan lines?
Let's see. Checking the DC.
I like the idea of it being like we're judging the streaming platforms now, though. Even not with a courtroom metaphor, but like rapid fire. We're
scan lines,
taking
yeah.
it back to you.
Brian and Tom scan the headlines, only spending up to 60 seconds per story.
Scan lines.
So maybe some metaphor for that where it's like scanning the horizon or sit rep or like scouting scout report or something. I don't know. Everybody jump on ChatGPT.
Those all feel like Court Killers names to me though, because you're scouting the enemy. Whereas now
we need something fast.
Well, wait. Well, or you know what?
Because now it's a reckoning.
No, but we've also you. during chaos is a ladder. Okay, so let's play with this. During a reckoning, there's chaos, and chaos is a ladder, which means there's lots of you should know what's going on all around you. So something that implies.
Yeah, I think my head's more in Thunderdome than out in the plains.
Thunderdome.
For this. Like, you know.
So the segment is, you know, up to six items, about a minute. What happens for, what's a minute long? What's 1 minute?
A ping? Or going through a radio and I don't know what you call it when you're surfing
scanning,
through the radio.
Yeah.
Scanning the headlines.
Screams from the abyss. but something that implies
quick screams.
Quick screams.
But no, yeah, I like where you're going. I like
you guys
where
see where I'm headed on this, right? Yeah, yeah. It's just like, hey, we're things are pretty crazy right now. We want reports.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Welcome to Duh Reports.
Duh News Flash.
Duh News Flash. Moore's Law, M-O-R-S-E. And it's a
I can see the flash. Something about flash where we, you know, what do you do when you see the flash? Duck and cover.
Duck and cover the news.
Oh. Okay, what about dispatches from the front?
No, we're already using that name.
I thought you were suggesting that.
Oh, no, I was not suggesting it. I was moving on from that thing that we're clearly not going to solve right now.
A primary target. We could call it primary target. That's kind of a fun one.
What if we called it Scan Lines?
That's my favorite song.
Message for you, sir.
Well, so it's us reading reports. Reading messages people send in. I think there's a temptation because we're in this reckoning phase to make it like old gnarled notes, but we need it to be new. We need it to be a symbol of freshness, mm-hmm. because this is brand new, hot, original, direct content from the community to us, back out to everybody.
So community should be the word that we rally around, like a thing that implies community.
Community watch.
Community watch is not bad. Yeah. Taking care of our own, the segment.
Coming up next, it's We Read Your Emails, the segment. This is our name of the
checking
segment.
Checking in.
And now we read the email.
Checking in's kind of fun. Checking in's kind of good. I mean,
ultimately, we all know that's what we're doing. But
checking in is not bad. It seems like too obvious, in. But I think it works. It's good.
Checking in.
Checking in from Minnesota is Jimmy. We could start each email.
But now we're going retro again, though.
What? Come on.
I mean, look, that's fine. That's fine. If we want to be comically retro and forward, that's fine.
Well, I mean, we're putting on a voice, but check.
Yeah, we don't have to be putting on a voice.
What about SETI Alert? There's just an alien from, maybe we go intergalactic on this.
Oh, yeah. Distant early warning.
Maybe hold that back for a different meta down the way.
Possibly.
That's actually not bad.
How about if we're going to be in our like post-war idea, what about In Memoriam, colon, it's actually our email segment. Thank you.
In Memoriam. So the first thing you think of is a dead grandma. Uh-huh. Then you say, this is our email segment. Okay, all right.
And everyone who comes up and says, thank you. I loved the chords for a really long time.
No,
I had a question about 2.5 men.
No wrong answers. except for that one.
That was pretty bad. That was a bad one.
So we could go with a Nuremberg sort of.
Oh my God. All right.
Giving evidence, our email site.
Huh.
Something with the hag. Something with the hag.
Hague rhymes with plague.
Hague Ryan. Plague
doctors. No, I like, they enjoyed the spices. The spicy report.
What the heck is with this?
What the heck is with this?
Da, 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 da,
oh,
da, da,
no.
What the heck?
Now
with
you've
this.
Said it, and everybody is going to write in and say, that's pretty funny. What the heck is with this?
What the heck?
What have you done, Tom?
Oh, my gosh.
I always thought the heck and the Rock of Gibraltar were the same thing.
They really are. I mean, if you squint from Pluto.
Because I don't know enough about either of them.
The Hague is a city where...
I know. But I didn't.
On this I stand as firm as the Hague.
And I know that the Hague is situated on the west coast facing the North Sea. Of another
large cheater.
Song is a Higgum.
Hijack. Get it in your lives. Get on the train.
Is it good? Is it like for plane. Reals? Like pinky promise? You're not messing around.
It's very good.
It's okay.
It's very.
I know that Idris Elba is amazing.
He's great, yeah. And he's
money.
He's a clever character. They really keep you guessing with this. Like, is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy?
That's great. Whatever he is, he's a guy who is inconvenienced by a hijacking and feels like the shortest path to get him back on track is to whatever. Maybe. Just do I have to? Are you guys effing this up? Because it looks like you're. To be honest, the way you described it reminded me of like kind of Pulp Fiction, where it's like that third act where they're in the diner. And there's a robbery, and Jules is the one who like doesn't have time for this, and is just like, "All right, Ringo, here's how it's gonna go. We're gonna do this, this, and that. That's a pretty good haul."
Yeah. Man, it's good. I thought it was out. That was the only thing. It's like I saw so many ads for it. I was seeing all the ads for it because I thought because it was out, but it should have.
Well, it is sense. Out.
All right, It's
but Apple never puts out a whole series at once. They they've done it once or twice, but they almost always dole it out weekly.
But none of the places that do weekly really do a big promotional push once the whole season's out.
Right.
It'll either be for shows where they only put this whole season out and they say, watch every episode of the season now.
They usually don't put a big promotional episode when it's the third episode in.
Yeah.
It's usually before or after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is, we've talked a bit about hybrid plays where, for example, HBO will put out three episodes at the very beginning and then and then three more episodes, like Our Flag Means Death and so on.
HBO Max. This
could be a similar play that we're seeing, only from the Apple TV Plus side.
Well, they were weekly. It's all one a week.
Right,
yeah, but I mean
specifically the ad spend episode. On marketing now, like wait for the third episode and then push.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, I want to eat some food.
Tom.
Brian does.
Just in case I misunderstood, now that we're all the way behind the paywall, is there anything more I should know about this Android?
I don't know what you were alluding to. I'm going to be honest. Like, that's all of the stuff there is to say, is that Ron and Juan are doing a show and it launches Tuesday.
Okay.
And you're helping them out. It's on GDI.
Okay.
Oh, we'll have to talk afterwards.
No.
I mean, the only other thing that might happen is no after. The only other thing that might happen is Eileen might show up at some point.
Oh, cool.
Right. That's what I was tiptoeing around, and that. I didn't know whether or not you wanted to say that or not.
And that's not, confirmed.
Yeah. When you do a spiritual successor to a thing, take it from me.
Right.
Co-host
of
the Martin Rogue. Also the host of Scam Nation.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you want to.
But she also appeared every very rarely, but occasionally on All About Android. So
yeah,
Very cool. Well, thank you everybody for being supporters and listening to the After Talk. Thank you for lifting us.
Yeah,
thanks for lifting us up with your hearts.
You lift us up where we belong.
Gordon
killing clouds, killing is strong.
There will be a reckoning.
Getting dispatches from the front. What? No. No, war is over.
What the heck?
What the heck? It's too good.